Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
I cannot hear you, baby.
I can hear you.
I know, I just unmuted myself. I cannot hear you.
Shabbat shalom, family.
You're unmuted too. Shabbat shalom. Hold on, he's trying to get
Shabbat.
His... say something, baby.
I shout Shabbat.
Nope, can't hear you. You're going to have to
Happy
kick it
Sabbath.
Off there. Happy Sabbath, love.
Ooh, yeah, echo.
Hey, Sister Mary.
Hey, Brother Isaiah.
How you doing, sis? Oh, happy Sabbath.
I'm doing great, honey. I'm doing great.
Amen.
How are you?
Amen. The Father's merciful.
Yes, He is.
Can you hear me, Sister Mary?
I can.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with his line, so he's going to have to restart his phone and call back in.
Where's my smooches?
Smooches, your smoocher is coming. Hold on. Smooches, but hey, something, we're going to have to go take his phone in. This is 2 days in a row now. This phone is not working properly. But Shabbat shalom, family, grace and peace. You want me to try it again, babe? Open up your line. You're going to have to... Okay, let's see. Try it.
Shabbat shalom, everyone.
Now we can hear you. There you go.
Shalom, big brother.
Shalom.
Shalom, Israelite. It's your peace, brother. Amen.
Shalom. Asha Shabbat.
Asha Shabbat. Hallelujah. Shalom, Israelite. Shalom, sir. All praise. All praise. You know what I'm saying? Welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel, today here with my lovely rib, Rhea Serene Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom, Israelite.
Shabbat Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, family.
And I'm here with my brother, Isaiah Brown of the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class. I hear you on deck, Jew. Shabbat shalom, Israelite.
Oh, Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. All praise. All praise. Today we're dealing with a very serious topic, and we're going to understand the gravity of it, of this thing. Actually, it's probably the worst thing we could do in the creation.
Amen.
as human beings or as being created in the image of God, or even God forbid that we should be under the blood and being in this sin, you know, let alone, you know, if you're in the world and you're performing these things, we see what happens. But then say you know better and you still performing these things, this is worse. This thing is way up the food chain. It is no joke, oh God. We're going to show you that. Brother Isaiah, I'm going to ask you to open up your dictionary and your apocrypha.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we're going to go from there. So if you have a scripture, you can open us up with.
All right, amen.
Amen.
All right, all sisters, please cover your head. All brothers, please uncover your head. And if possible, let's face east towards Jerusalem so we can pray in. Praise you, the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of men, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to the earth, to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose help is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for their press, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bound down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth us upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even that God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. The reading was taking place from the book of Psalms, chapter 146, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on those that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them and give them also a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, once again, this is the Spirit of Adultery, Part 5. And this thing here is written in the law, and it started after sin. It was written in the law that if man sinned, this spirit would enter into the world. And it did under Genesis 3:16. Under sorrows. But this is the worst. This is the lowest of any a woman could ever become. Right here, you don't want nothing to do with this at all. You don't want no parts of it. You don't want no association with it. You don't want no fellowship with it. Nothing with this spirit. If you know someone like that and you love them, your best bet is to remove yourself from them, to show them that you love them more than they love themselves. The everything here is way up the food chain. I can't read anything higher. Well, about time we get done with reading this, you're going to see it's way up the food chain by far. So, with that being said, brother, let's open this up in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. Exodus 20 and 1. We're going to read 1 and 2, and then we're going to skip to the 14.
All right, amen. The book of Exodus, chapter 20 and 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Now, the first thing we have to understand here is that when we sin against or break these laws, we're sinning against him, the Father. We're sinning against him, nobody else. Now, when it comes to this sin, then you sin it against yourself. Skip down to 14.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Look, we're going to find out that all the sins in this book to commit, this is one you don't want no parts of. Go into Genesis chapter 20 and verse 1, because a lot of us think that this script popped up in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 14, that this is the first time we heard of it. People are, no, this has been running in the kingdom since Adam. Genesis 20 and verse 1. Genesis 20 and verse 1, when you receive it, read.
The book of Genesis 20 and 1. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and so journeyed in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarai his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarai. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife.
See, this is the thing. Abraham and Sarai is in his kingdom, in Shur. And God came to Abimelech, and Abimelech took Sarah. She thought he was single, you know. Who knows? He saw Abraham and said, okay, this could be a good hookup. Abraham was rich. He had his own tents and servants and whatnot from coming out of Egypt. So here we are again. So he took her, and God came to him in a dream and said, you're a dead man, but she's another man's wife. Where's Moses at? Where's Moses? What's going on, Rhea?
They're
going
to have to call back the board keeps shutting down, and it's shut down. So if it goes off in 1 minute, tell them to call back at 10:30.
Excuse me, we having some sort of problem with the board.
So if it shuts down.
If it shut down, call back in at 10:30. Okay? That's if it.
Okay.
If she's saying it's a probability it may crash. Okay, so we're on high alert here, right? Okay.
I like that high alert.
Right. So, look, if anything, worst case scenario, if we get disconnected, just call back in. And give us the 10:30, and then we'll just reboot everything up. But hopefully we ain't even got to go there. Okay, Jew. So, verse 3. Now, start at 1 again. Start at 1.
And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and so journeyed in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarai his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarai. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, Behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, She is my sister, and she, even she herself said, He is my brother, and the integrity of
Wait
my
a
heart and
innocence. Uh-uh, man, where Moses, uh-uh, no, bro, where Moses at?
He don't exist
where Moses
right now.
At, bro, where Moses at? Where did he get this at, talking about you going to slay a righteous nation? For what? You mean to tell me this sin here can take down a kingdom? Not just killing somebody, a kingdom. That's way up the food chain. That's way up there. A lie don't do that. Stealing don't do that. Murder don't do that. Distant. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Just read on.
Verse 5. Said he not unto me, She is my sister, and she, even she herself, said, He is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and in innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him, In a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffer I thee not to touch her. Now
Stop.
Therefore restore them.
Why he talking to him like he a prophet? Why is he talking to another stranger in his dreams? I thought he only talked to Israel. Where did this come from? Because he got to talk. He talked to all the kings, man, because you there. He got to.
Mm-hmm.
Got to talk to him, man, because we there. Continue.
Verse 7.
There it is, the witness. Look at Abraham. He there, right? He wouldn't have been talking to him if it wasn't for Abraham. Same thing for
right.
us.
Verse 7. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou
Abraham
restore her not.
Abraham is a what?
A prophet.
A what? Say that again.
A prophet.
Say that with a. Abraham is a prophet.
He a prophet.
He is a prophet. Other words, he walked with the words of God. He could speak life and death. He had faith issues, obviously, because we wouldn't be having this conversation if he didn't have any faith. But look what he said. Read on.
7. Now, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee. And thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine.
Stop. What sin in the commandments can bring that?
Adultery.
What sin and what other sin could you commit in the law that could bring this? See that? That's way up the food chain. All this here, Jezebel and Ahab did a lot of stuff. This is one act. See that? Compared to Jezebel and Ahab. They did way more to get to this point, to do this, to have this happen to them. This is just one act. Way up there, Jack. that's kingdom crumbling. That's why Troy got destroyed. Read on.
Oh, yeah, I remember about that. Verse 8. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears, and the men were so afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham.
Wait a minute. You would have thought they was all Hebrew Israelites and they'd been sitting under Moses.
You only had to tell them one time?
What? Oh, you ain't hiding up. Oh, man, that's that nigga, man. Just go on, bounce that, man. You know, hey, smash that. We can be out of here. They ain't say that.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the conversation. That ain't the, this isn't the conversation. No. No, because they understood this one here, Jack. Look what else Abraham said.
Verse 9. Then Abimelech called Abraham. And he said unto him, what hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done.
A what? He brought unto his kingdom a what?
Brought a great sin upon him.
Great, great sin. See that?
Mm-hmm.
You see how it was emphasized? Thou hast done deeds unto me that thou hast. He checked them, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was, he, that's what God told. He said, look, I kept you from sinning against me. So the king talked to Abraham and told him, he talked to him like a man right here because he welcomed him in his crib. Why you going to put me on the spot? I could have accidentally did that with your wife and we would have been, you would have had my whole kingdom destroyed because of you. See that? Ain't nothing in the law can bring like that. Other than adultery. Read on.
Verse 10. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? And Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake.
Wait a minute. So it's preferably that they would have killed him before they slept with him.
Because it's just that powerful. They'd rather kill you than have you alive and take her.
Right. See that? They'd rather have murder on their books than that. And he said, and then he said, surely the fear of God is, see, they, you don't judge everybody. You don't know where God is. You don't know who God is working with. He said, surely the fear of God is not in this place. And they shall slay me for my wife's sake. See? Now that you think about it, because they understood the sin of adultery. Because when he told them that, everybody in his house was sore afraid. Afraid of God. One man could have destroyed a world. That's a world right there. It could have destroyed a world. Read on.
12. And yet indeed she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house.
I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you anything. I didn't know it was good. I didn't tell you to take her. She is my sister. I'm just saying. Right. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a Hebrew thing, right? This is a Hebrew train of thought, right? So we can see Jacob here now. You can see Jacob getting this thought pattern from Abraham here. Read on.
Verse 12. And yet indeed she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house that I said unto her, this is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me at every place whether we shall come, say of me, he is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarai, his wife. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleaseth thee. And unto Sarai he said, behold,
now that's how you
I have
a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me a stranger know how to treat prophets better than we do?
Mm-hmm.
Even after something like that? We don't want. We got behavioral issues, man. We got to get our heads right.
Mm-hmm.
We're so full of pride and self. We're so selfish, man. All we're concerned about is our own feelings. We're not thinking about how to be a better person for everything that's in concern, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
16. And unto Sarai he said, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of thy eyes unto all that are with thee and with all other. Thus she was reproved. So Abraham prayed.
Go ahead. I like this guy, man. I mean, you can see why God talked to him. Read on.
So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his manservants, and his maidservants, and they bare children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
He was going to cut this here. Sin would get your lineage cut off.
I'm thinking he was going to do a slaughterhouse, but he just going to shut their womb up.
He shut their wombs up, didn't he? He said, there won't be nothing left for you in this creation. You will have no lineage left at all because of this, because of Abraham's wife, because of another man's wife. See that? That's where else? I mean, I'm with you. Just show me somewhere else in the law did God get down like that. Just one trip.
You would have thought this would have been the first commandment.
Hey, man, you don't get no do-overs, man, no second. This is a first trip. You don't do that. There's no ignorance here. You can't even put this up with idolatry because idolatry could be a form of ignorance. You didn't know, right? You just didn't know. This can't hide behind it. So this is above idolatry. Look what he did. He was going to destroy the whole kingdom and left nothing of him in the creation. Nothing. Let's look at this a little further. Now, where is Moses at? How we miss this memo? How come we always run to Moses and Jesus, man? And he telling you right here how he feel about it. Let's go into Ezekiel 16 and 45. We're going to read down to the 52.
Verse
You said Ezekiel 16 and 45, bro?
16 and 45.
All right, amen. The book of Ezekiel 16 and 45. Thou art thy mother's daughter, thou loathest her husband and her children, and thou art the sister of thy sisters.
No. Read 44.
Okay. Amen. Behold, everyone that useth proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter.
See? Now, this is what happened when that spirit get to coexist. What it do? Girl, look, he got money. Got a car. He got a nice car. What he do? What school he going to? Who is people? You know? Stuff like that. Like we used to do back on the plantation. Oh, master gonna give you some clothes. Same thing. So is the mother, is the daughter. If your daughter see you doing the things that you're doing, then it's a no-brainer. She's gonna do the same thing. If your daughter saw you performing wickedness, she is gonna do the same thing. If she saw you performing righteousness and you was a praying woman, she's going to do the same thing. Like, you really do have to be careful of what you do in front of your children. Especially mother to daughter. She the next Jen. She the next defense against Satan. But we can't just turn her over to him.
Yes, sir. 45. Thou art thy mother's daughter that loveth her husband and her children, and thou art the sister of thy sisters, which loathe their husband and their children. Your mother was an Hittite, and your father an Amorite, and thy elder sister is Samaria, she and her daughter that dwell at the left hand. And thy younger sister that dwelleth at thy right hand is Sodom and her daughters. Yet hast thou not walked after their...
See, he said, thou art thy mother's daughter. See, now, the mother taught her daughters to loathe her husband. And her children. That came from the mother. Because she was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
See that? You can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. This is that thing. This is what he was talking about right here. And now he's telling you that now these sins are as the sins of what? Sodom and Gomorrah is down there. Is down there. It's being referred to as Sodom and Gomorrah now. Read on.
Yes, sir. 47. Yet hast thou not walked after their ways, nor done after their abominations. But as if that were a very little thing, thou was corrupted more than they in all thy ways.
What? It's worse? It's worse? Thou was corrupted more than they in all thy ways. It erased your slate.
As I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom thy sister hath not done. She nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, and the bondage of idleness was in her and in her daughters, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good.
Continue.
Neither has Samaria committed half of thy sins, but thou hast multiplied thy abominations more than they, and has justified thy sisters.
Samaria, wait, stop, Jake. Samaria having what?
Half of thy sins, but has multiplied thy abominations more than they.
More than they. Multiply not sins, brother. Abominations. Not sins here. We're not multiplying sins, brother. We multiplying abominations. You will see why. Look up that word abomination. Because we got to understand where he comes. This here, to multiply this, is the reason why you have to put this wickedness away.
I got it when you're ready, Jim.
You doing?
Amen. This is the definition of abomination in the noun, a thing that causes disgust or hatred. And the synonyms, we have disgrace, horror, outrage, crime, evil, curse, torment, monstrosity, violation. And we also have hatred in. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So you got curse. Read those again, man. Just read them again once again.
Oh, yes, sir. We have disgrace,
okay,
atrocity.
So, disgrace. So when you go here, you've been what?
A disgrace.
Disgrace. Yep. You lost your virtue. You disgraced. Whoa. Grace means mercy.
Disgrace.
You lost your mercy.
Oh, wow.
Okay, this is a little bit more serious than I thought. You even lose your mercy? Read on. What else it say?
We have outrage. We have horror.
Who would be outraged?
God.
Exactly. Read on.
Curse.
Oh, who would be cursed?
The person who caused the act.
Exactly. Ain't nothing good coming out of this. Nothing. Ain't nothing good coming out of this at all. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Crime, evil.
So if you commit a crime, then you're supposed to be locked up or even killed. That's the punishment of criminals. You're a criminal. When you commit adultery, you're a criminal, man or female. That's what you are. You're a criminal. Read on.
Torment.
How are you going to find peace with yourself after doing that? It's gone. That's what David was praying for. He was praying to God. After seeing what happened to Saul, he was praying, God, please, create me a clean heart. Then I teach others of your mercy. If you show me mercy, then they believe that you are merciful. That's a catch 22.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes you got to even know how to approach God. Can't approach them in your pride. So, yeah, here it is. Abominations, man. These things, this is way up the food chain. Let's get back to the scripture. Pick it back up at 52.
52. Thou also which have judged thy sisters, bear thy own shame for thy sins, that thou hast committed more abominations than they. They are more righteous than thou. Yea, be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame, in that thou hast justified thy sisters.
Told you. It's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. It's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Go to Genesis 18 and verse 20. Genesis 18 and verse 20. When you receive it, read.
The book of Genesis chapter 18, picking up at verse 20. Verse 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now.
Whoa, 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 whoa. He said what?
Their sins is very grievous.
No, man. Try it again. Read that again.
The cry of, okay. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous.
Ooh.
Now. I get it.
Now, watch this. Hold your finger here and go to Genesis chapter 4. All this just took place in one shot. Genesis 4 and verse 10.
Genesis 4 and 10. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground.
You uncover his nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro, can you
tell
me for a second?
Yeah, certainly.
Oh, amen, bro. Hey, man. Yeah, I see how what you just said, man. That's a 3D. Praise God. I see that. But remember, we looked up that definition of the word abomination, and what we looked at was torment. Because how can you live with yourself because of your situation that you put yourself in? And then the Lord said in Sodom and Gomorrah that their cry was great, because how many people you think was cut to the heart because they was committing these acts?
Right.
I get the mic.
Amen. Amen. So, what about this, Zay? Are you baptized?
Yeah.
Are you baptized in the name of Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that you're covered in the blood of Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That blood that you're covered in, if you get caught in this situation, will cry from the earth unto God.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's this thing. You know, we don't want none of that. Not this. It's way up there. It covers all of it. Okay, where were we? We were in Genesis.
We just finished. If you're going back to Genesis 18, we stopped at. We finished verse 20.
No, I want you to go back to Genesis chapter. Yeah, pick it up at 20.
Yes, sir. Genesis 18 and 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is coming to me, and if not, I will know.
So, if you've been found out, right, the angel reported to God, you haven't prayed to him and asked for forgiveness. The angel reported before you sought him out. Now he's saying, I'm finna go down to see this for myself. Is this person really into this? Is he really caught up in this? I'm gonna go down and I'm gonna see this for myself. So you mean to tell me that if somebody is out here planning to commit this act, God is he's going to come down and see for himself that this person is actually taking part in that? To see if this wickedness is true. You mean to tell me if we're performing adultery, which is worse than this, you mean to tell me God would come down himself? Let's look at that. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Let's pick it up at verse 20.
Amen. The book of Proverbs chapter 6 and 20, verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproof of instructions are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids, for by means of a whorish woman.
So, an adulteress, well, you know this woman is married, right? She's married or she's being introduced as a married woman. And I'm telling you, every brother that's online probably has seen or been in the midst, seen, had this happen to them, that a woman was introduced at them as that person's wife, and that person looked at, his wife looked at them wrong.
Whew. I lost count. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Wow.
There it is.
This is a serious conversation.
I can tell you myself.
I tell for you. That is a serious conversation that's happening right now.
That's how you know she'll go. She's going to look at you the wrong way. She's going to look at you like a wife not supposed to look at another man. So here's the warning. Because see, if these things are written in here, he wants us to be prepared in case we run into this animal. So if you ain't calling the adulteress an animal, man, I'm calling this one here just a hybrid werewolf Dracula succubus. This thing is awful in the creation. It's the worst thing it can be. I'm serious. God said he hates putting away. This is why. This is the only thing that a man could put away his wife for. And God said, I hate putting away, because that means it came to this. Read on, brother.
Amen. Verse 26. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life.
Whoa!
Can a man take fire?
Whoa, so this is no game, Jack. This is life and death here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever touch of her shall not be innocent. Men.
Get around it. See that? You can't say I made a mistake. That's presumptuous. You can't say it was a mistake. Can't say it. The whole while the spirit is telling you, nope. You married, she's married. You know it. Unless that's something you get off on. If you get off on that kind of wickedness, then that's an entirely different animal, you know. Then you know what you're doing, and you're doing it because that's your deal. That's what you do. But if you want to act like you're serving God and you're here, you're lying to yourself. Because God said he'll come down in himself and look at, like, what? What? He what? Read on, bro.
28. Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent. Men, do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his own soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul.
Go to Proverbs chapter 7. Go to Proverbs chapter 7. Pick it up at the 1.
7:1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law is the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
So, what's the definition of Sarah?
Kinswoman.
Nope.
Understanding? Sister.
Wisdom.
Oh, without it. Amen.
Because he said, they must have called, he must have said, this is my sister, like about 5 times. And he said, like, but you sound to wisdom, thou art my sister. So, there it is. And she was his kinswoman, because she was the mother with a sister. Yeah, that was his literal sister. So you got her right here all day, right? So Sarah will keep you from going down this road. Read on.
Amen. Verse 5. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house in the twilight.
Wait a minute.
Evening.
Whoa. Didn't we just read that God said he came down? He said, I heard the cry, and they sins was grievous.
We see him doing it again.
And I came down myself.
We see him doing it again.
There it is.
More than one witness. Yes,
yep.
Sir.
There he is right there. But he, instead of him actually coming down, he just opened up the window like, what? Because, you know, remember now when he in the judgment, those 7 angels that go to and fro, they the ones that went and reported back. Said, boom. They like there right now. Boom. He opened up the window like, close it back up. There it is. Told you. That thing would get you. That thing is way up the food chain. He opened up the windows of heaven on that. You see that? I know. Ain't nobody I know doing that. Ain't nobody under the blood that I know doing that. Read on.
Verse 9. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn in her feet, abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him.
Wait a minute,
and
she ain't in
him.
The house. Wait a minute, bro, she ain't in the house. Then where is she? Where they mean?
The
let's look at some of those things.
Run to the streets.
You got your apocrypha?
Locked and loaded.
Ecclesiasticus chapter 9 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Yes, sir. The book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 9 and 1. Be not jealous over the wife of thy bosom, and teach her not an evil lesson against thyself. Give not thy soul unto a woman to set her foot upon thy substance. Meet not with an harlot, lest thou fall into her snares.
Wait a minute. Mm-mm. So if you meeting with a, because he called her a harlot, right? So if you meeting her, she's setting a trap for you. You're not coming up. Oh, no, Jackson, no, man. I smashed. No, you didn't. You got killed. You didn't smash nothing. You got killed. You got destroyed. And possibly everybody that you know and love. That's up the food chain. That's your descendants. You probably rode off the planet. God forbid if that man is a prophet. You almost can guarantee that you're out of here. You might as well kiss your ass goodbye, cancel Christmas, all that, whatever. Yeah. That's a real conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
Yes, sir. The Apocrypha or Proverbs? Still in Apocrypha, right?
Apocrypha.
Okay, yes, sir. Verse 4. Use not much the company of a woman that is a singer, lest thou be taken with her attempts. Gaze not on a maid.
Yeah, man. You know them singers will get you, Jack. You sitting down in the club, they see you zoom, they zoom in on, yep. Or, yeah. Keep not company with them entertainers, y'all. Fall into groupie love. Read on.
Verse 5. Gaze not on a maid, that thou fall not by those things that are precious in her. Give not thy soul unto harlots, that thou lose not thy inheritance.
Look, don't be out there screwing around. You see, that's a plural.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can mess around and you can lose your inheritance. You see, you notice that's a plural? But it was a one shot with that with Abraham White. You see that? See the difference? Even in the committing fornication, do you see the difference? He got degrees of sin. When you commit fornication, whatever it may be, Yeah, because we just saw that adultery is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And Sodom's sin is grievous enough for God to come down and see for himself that he has to judge somebody for something like that. Because it may not turn out well. And you mean to tell me adultery is worse than that? Read on.
Yes, sir. Verse 7. Look not round about thee in the streets of the city, neither wander thou in the solitary place thereof. Turn away thy eye from a beautiful woman, and look not upon another's beauties. For many have been deceived by the beauty of a woman, for herewith love is kindled as a fire.
Man, listen, she a sizzler, you already know. Yep. Read on.
9. Sit not at all with another man's wife, nor sit
what?
Down with her in thy arms, and spend not thy
Why
money
she,
with her.
Wait, whoa, bruh, what? Hold on. Sit not what?
At all with another man's wife.
How absolute at all is?
That's absolute no. Zero tolerance.
That's absolute no. Read on.
Sit not at all with another man's wife, nor sit down with her in thine arms, and spend not thy money with her at the wine, lest thou heart incline unto her, and so through thy desire thou fall into destruction.
You fall into what?
Destruction.
So, let me look at this. Sit not at all with another man's wife, nor sit down with her in your arms. So if she's in your arms, where's she at? She way too close. She too close. She all up in your bosom. You know, she got mixed signals. Maybe not. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, chapter 9, and verse 10. Maybe not. Let's look at that. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and 9 and 9.
So Ecclesiastes 99, right, bro?
Hold up. Okay, 9 and 7. There you go. Ecclesiastes 9 and 7.
Oh, yes, sir. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9 and 7. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy bread lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee.
Stop. So who you supposed to be drinking with?
Your own.
Your own wife.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't supposed to be drinking with another man's wife, because what happened when you drinking with your wife?
Well, we all know.
Yeah, y'all gonna get into the nasty. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, here it is, you drinking with another man. Now, don't get me wrong, I know this is the 21st century, we're in a Western world, this is something that is a norm in a lot of places. However, it do lead to open up doors for really, really big sins against God. So you got to be on guard in this world, because it teaches women to do just that. I mean, not even as far as teach them to go and have sex outside they marry, but definitely to go and drink with men.
Mm-hmm.
This is that thing. So she all up in his bosom, right, drinking
mm-hmm.
with him, right? What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
You got
blame it on
what's
the
alcohol.
Don't
blame it on that. Go to Proverbs.
Maybe ain't
going to
do nothing.
Go to Proverbs 30:1 because,
yes, sir.
You know, you can mess around. You mess around. We just read it in Ecclesiasticus and in Proverbs that, you know, this sin to get your substance and stuff taken away, right? And it's worse than committing fornication because you can mess around fornicating and lose your inheritance. Watch this. Proverbs 30:1. So you can lose your seed at, you can be in the neck and mess around and lose your seed. Read on.
The words of Agur, the son of Jaketh, even the prophecy, the man spake unto Athiel, even unto Athiel and Ucal. Surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I neither learn wisdom, nor have the knowledge of the holy. Who have ascended up into heaven or descended? Who have gathered the wind in his feet, his fist? Who have bound the waters in a garment? Who have established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If thou canst tell.
You know what? Hey, Jew, I knew. Hey, man, I said, that ain't the scripture I wanted. But I'm going to let you read that because I love that scripture. Because
mm-hmm.
right there, you see the Father and the Son.
Mm-hmm.
He tell you flat out. He just ain't got a name like Solomon or Jesus. You read right past that. Proverbs 31:1. That's the one I really wanted you to read, though. We're going to get back to that Proverbs 30, though.
Amen. The book of Proverbs 31:1. The word of King Lemuel, the prophecy of his mother's taught him. What, my son? And what the son of my womb? And what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto woman, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings.
Stop.
Is it?
Give not thy strength unto what?
Women.
Women. Because remember now, he said, be careful about fornication, you'll lose your inheritance. But when it comes to adultery, you can lose it right then and there on the spot, as David. He lost the kingdom right then and there. Man, it took a while, but he lost it. He was told he was going to lose it. Proverbs 30, he said, don't you give your strength unto these females. Proverbs 30, because right now we're in Ecclesiasticus, right? And they were drinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she all up in his bosom, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
this is what happened. Proverbs.
We finished at verse 4. If you're going back to Proverbs 30, we should be at verse 5.
No, I'm not looking for that.
Oh, okay. yes, sir. The book of Proverbs, see, I confused myself. I'm sorry, bro. Is it 31 and 20?
No, 30 and 20.
Okay, yes, sir. Verse 20. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So that's where that's going?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
right. You sitting up there drinking. She all up in your arms. Now what? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But some, you know, some of us, man, you know, we don't think that this is a sin. You know, well, I'd actually penetrate her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. You know, no, man. If we let a married woman do this, we are committing adultery. It's all to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes sense, too, because the book said that even if you touch it, you're still not innocent. So that do make sense.
Yep. Yep. It's another script. Wait a minute. It's just. Oh my God! Now it's, I can't find it. It's a woman and a man. Let me see. I think it may be under this. Hopefully, I can find it. I'm sorry, people, but I gotta find the scripture. It's about a woman getting her hand cut off. She get her hand cut off if her and her husband was fighting. Can you help me with that, Ray? Raya? Okay.
Yes.
Let me know where you find that scripture. I'm looking for it. Okay. It's not a part of the lesson, y'all, but I'm just saying this is what happens when you you're in the wrong place. Huh?
I found it.
You got it?
Deuteronomy. Yeah, Deuteronomy 25 and 11.
Deuteronomy 25 and 11? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see where we want to pick up at. Deuteronomy 25 and 11.
You want me to read it, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I thought I had no time to grab my tea. I had in the microwave while you was talking. I was running back and forth. Here, I got it right here. The book of...
That's all right,
sorry,
dude.
The book of,
I had to get
I'm sorry
too.
About that.
That's all right. Nope, we would have never known if you didn't say nothing.
Oh,
now
okay.
We know.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
All right.
Because I thought I heard the bag raggling. I was like, let me get this
sugar
out.
No, we weren't even concerned with none of that. We trying to get to the script.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm
sorry about that. We waiting on the word. Anybody trying to hear anything in this man's house, shame on you. How would you want to be all in his business like that? I wonder what that was.
What? Okay, amen.
To this book.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25 and 11. When men strive together, one with another, and the wife of the one draweth near for to deliver her husband out of the hand of him that smiteth him, and putteth forth her hand, and taketh him by the secrets. Then thou shalt cut off her hand. Thine eyes shall not pity her. Thou shalt not have...
Stop.
Ooh-wee. Yes, sir.
No hand job. Can't touch it. Can't trust that. Nope. Can't trust. Married woman cannot do that either. See that? So why else would she be in your bosom, sitting up there drinking, all up under your arms? What y'all talking about? What would y'all be there doing that? What would be in anybody's head in this situation?
Make it plain, bro. Make it plain.
He said, if she touched you down there, if a married woman touched another man's genitals, cut her hand off. And every woman that see her missing her hand will know. That's not a good look. She had to live with that for the rest of her life. And you know what that would teach the women in the kingdom? You better not touch another man's what? Exactly. So that eliminate anything leading to fornication, because you already got this right here to say you better not even get started there. Can't do it. Now, here's another one. Let's go into the kings. Well, you know, our brother King David. He's chapter King in 1 Samuel with this drama. Jonathan, nope, that's after that. Okay. That's 2 Samuel. Hold up. What is it, 12 or 11? Yep, 11. Okay, 2 Samuel 11 in verse 1.
Yes, sir. It's in the book of 2 Samuel 11 and 1. The book of 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1. And it came to pass after a year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in an evening tide, that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon.
Stop.
And David said,
Stop. Why she didn't wash herself in the house?
Good question. I always thought about that.
He got a clean shot of her roof. Everybody knew David was back home. You got a house right next to the palace, and you know he take his evening strides along the kingdom. It's kind of like a woman sending you a picture of her taking a bath in your cell phone. Is she married? She's beautiful. Read on.
Yes, sir. Verse 3. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took.
Stop. This is an arranged marriage. You see how they knew everything about her? See that? Continue.
Verse 4. And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived and sent and told David and said, I am with child. And David sent to Joab, saying, send me Uriah the Hittite. And Joab
sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come into him, David demanded of him how Joab did and how the people did and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, go down to thy house and wash thy feet. And Uriah departed.